The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to The Shepherd at Work. This is Mark Goldstein in the studio with Mike Gillen. And Mike, this is a first for our show.
It is.
We have a call-in guest, and he's call-in because for some reason or other, Craig, you just didn't want to get in your car, get in a plane, and drive down here to Orlando for this interview. I just can't figure that out.
I've already been to Disney. Don't need to go again. I'm fine.
So on the line with us, Mike, is my dear friend and my boss.
And your boss.
With another hat I wear with Christ-Led Communities. Craig is the president of CLC, and the headquarters is in Nashville. So, Craig, thank you so much for joining us today. And I've been wanting to have you on and introduce you to our audience. They know a lot about CLC, so now they get to meet the brains behind it.
Well, thank you for the invite, Mark.
So, Craig, tell us, what is Christ-Led Communities, formerly Christian Leadership Concepts? What is it? How long has it been around? And what do you do at CLC?
CLC has been around for 40 years, and in that time, we've tried to influence men and equip them for what we call the uncommon pursuit. It's uncommon because there is a depth and a relationship to the process that's unlike anything I've ever been a part of. In CLC, small groups of men go very deep emotionally and relationally with one another, and they go very deep scripturally and relationally with the Lord Jesus. So we do small group discipleship that has a very heavy relational component, and we do it in small groups around the country. That's what we've been doing for 40 years.
So then what makes, because there are other men's studies, things like that. What makes CLC different? What sets it apart from everything else that's out there?
I think the unique stance that we take can be summed up with a progression of four T's, four words that start with the letter T. The first word is time. We want men to invest a long period of time with other men, because we found that when you invest time with other men, not just a few days or a few weeks or a weekend, but a long period of time, then what happens is you start to establish trust. When trust is established, that leads to transparency. Men open up their hearts. They share what keeps them awake at night, the things that excite them. They just go much deeper than they thought they ever could because of the time and the trust element. Then once they become transparent, men discover life together and they walk shoulder to shoulder with other men, again, based around the trust aspect and the relational component. And that's how a man's life is transformed. I don't want to be overly critical of other expressions of discipleship, because that's not what we're all about. We're not in competition with anybody. But you asked the question, what sets us apart? So as an example, as much as I love a monthly pancake breakfast with other men in my church, my life has never been transformed by pancakes and an inspirational speaker once a month. I enjoy it. The fellowship is rich. I might have drawn a crowd, but my life has never been transformed. On the other hand, with the 8 guys that I meet with every Thursday and have for 3 years, because we've done 2 CLC programs together, I can call those guys at 2 o'clock in the morning and I know they're going to answer. And I know if I said to those guys, I need you in my driveway at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I'm too ashamed to tell you why. Every single guy in my group would be there at 6 o'clock, no questions asked. And that transforms me. So that's what sets us apart. And I know I'm a professional salesman when it comes to CLC, but I have bought the product and I am all in on that product.
Craig, one of the most funniest things I've ever seen is something you showed at a meeting. It was a video, I guess Saturday Night Live did it, called Man Park. And it kind of drives home a bit of the need. But today, in the society we're living in, why is it so essential that men get into groups and get into the Word and lock arms and be transparent and vulnerable and accountable?
Well, that's a great question, Mark. And I would say that it opens up to a man's greatest need and also a man's greatest fear. I think men, no matter what station of life they're in, they want to have a band of brothers. We want to go deep in relationship. We want men that we can trust and be honest with. We need that. We want that. We just don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. My wife could probably have a meaningful conversation with a fire hydrant. I mean, she is a relational animal. She is not bashful. She will share her heart. She may be measured when she first, is introduced to you, but it doesn't take her long to get to the deeper, more meaningful stuff. But if you're talking to me, and I consider myself an average man, if you talk to me, I'm going to go real quickly to the things that are safe. I'm going to talk about my favorite sports teams. I'm going to talk about my children, my job. I'm going to talk about fly fishing. I'm going to talk about those things. But I'm not going to talk about what keeps me awake at night.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about the things in my past I'd rather forget. I'm not going to share with you my hopes and dreams for the future because I don't know you. And that is a sacred space that's reserved for just a few trusted men. Mm. Well, that's where CLC starts, is helping identify those few trusted men so that you can feel safe, though you can open up, so that you can do life together.
So, Mike, you have a question for Craig.
Yeah, I do. And I think this one is, you have, I'm sure, a very good answer for it. When a guy that you meet is new and doesn't have a relationship, let's say, with any, how do you integrate a new person into a small group of men like what you're describing?
Well, that's a great question. And here's the answer. If you'll invert what you typically think of, when you think of men's discipleship, most men think of, okay, we're going to get a large group of guys together and we're going to divide up into small groups of 8 apiece. And we're going to give you some materials. And now you guys walk through those materials and follow the guidelines in this book. That is not the way a CLC group starts. We don't start with a large group. We start with 2 men, and they go out and recruit guys that they already have a natural connection with in relationship. So we start small and grow large from there. Instead of starting with the large group, we start with 2 men, and we train them. And in that training, they learn this is how you recruit your buddies and give them the information they need to pray about whether or not they're going to join the group. So that relationship has already been percolating for a while when you approach a guy and say, perhaps over coffee, hey, I'm going to do this thing called CLC because I want to go deeper in my walk with Christ. I want to learn how to be a better husband and father, a better member of this church. But it would be a lot more fun if you did it with me. Mm. Would you pray about that? I'm going to give you a week. You pray about it for a week. I'll call you and you let me know if you're in or not. But you and I, we get to do this together. What do you think about that? That's a totally different exchange than, okay, there's 100 of us in a room and we're going to divide up into groups of 8.
Cool. So, Craig, we have about a minute and a half before our break. We're talking about CLC and men's programs. Give us a quick overview. What are the different programs in the next minute or so? What are the different programs that CLC offers to men?
Our newest program is called Getting Real. It's kind of like getting in the shallow end of the pool. So you're just checking it out to understand our concepts and how we do discipleship. Getting Real is either 3 months, 6 months, or 9 months. Now, interestingly, almost every single group that starts with the intent of just going 3 months, they end up going the full 9 months mm-hmm. because they enjoy it so much. That's one program. Another program is called Next Steps. If you can imagine a deep study of Romans 6, 7, and 8, exploring your spiritual identity in Christ, that's 1 year. And then our Hallmark program is a 2-year program that's been around for 40 years. It's called All In. And All In has a very high level of commitment. You work through 12 different modules, everything from how to study the Bible, how to defend your faith, how to be a servant leader to your wife. And that lasts 2 years. It's very deep, but very meaningful. So those are three of the programs that we offer. And then one more, just real quick, is called Elbow to Elbow. And that's a mentoring program. It incorporates mentoring and discipleship, where younger men, 2 or 3 of them, are matched with an old guy like me, and they walk through life issues for a year.
Well, Craig, thank you. That's a great overview to the 4 programs. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to throw out this question to you, Craig. How is this received by churches? Because you would think that this is kind of like manna. So we're with Craig Fry, Mike Gillen, Mark Goldstein in the studio, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
If you're a Christian business person and you want to meet people who want to do business with you, you need to join the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because the mission of the Christian Chamber is to build kingdom, business, and community. And it all starts with the Christian principle of building relationships. To learn more about the Christian Chamber and all the different ways you can get engaged with hundreds of other Central Florida Christian business people, visit cfchristianchamber.com or call 407-258-3570.
Ladies, do you want the men in your lives to be better husbands, fathers, and providers? Men, do you want all that and more? Christ-Led Communities has the answer. With men's Bible studies and group experiences, Christ-Led Communities has a curriculum that meets most every man's spiritual needs. Visit clchq.org to learn about your opportunities to grow in Christ in a Christ-Led community. The website again is clchq.org or 407-484-3899.
Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3:05 p.m. and replayed twice, first the same night at 9:05 p.m., then the next morning at 10:05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the 3 Shepherd stations in Florida, plus you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
So, Craig, when... right before we went to the break, I threw out the comment or question that you would think that CLC would be manna for churches and that pastors would be clamoring for CLC to come in and do men's groups. Is that the way it's working, or is there something else?
Well, it's a catch-22, really, and I'll tell you why. Pastors are shepherds. That's their mindset, and it should be. Shepherds are by nature protective of the flock. And so it's almost unbelievable how many requests that a pastor gets for their time, for an introduction to a new program. They hear it literally every day of the week. So when CLC approaches a pastor, it does not surprise me at all when they are initially suspicious, when they have more questions than they have answers. And so it takes a lot of time to build a relationship with a pastor. But I will say that those pastors that have stuck their toe in the water and they've brought a group or two from their church to CLC and they've said, here are some men that are interested, then the area director coaches those men and those groups. For a pastor that will do that, the response has been overwhelming. I would say a customer satisfaction rating, to borrow a business term, would probably be around 98%. So 98% of the pastors across the country that try CLC like it and want to do more of it. Now, when I introduce myself to a pastor, I will say, you know, Pastor, thank you so much for your time. I want you to consider me a free staff member. I work for you and for this church to disciple men, and I'm not asking to be in your budget or be, you know, on salary. Somebody else pays my salary, but I have no agenda, and that is to help you disciple the men in your church. Will you let me help you?
And typically, what is the response you get?
Well, typically, again, they're saying that's just too good to be true. Okay. And I understand that. But again, if you just start with one group, and if I'm addressing pastors out there, here's my challenge. Pastor, if you will just let CLC start one group, a test group in your church, I think you'll be amazed at the transformation in those men's lives. And as an aside, you'll never guess who our number one recruiters are for new CLC groups. It's not that much of a stretch, really. It's the wives of the men that are participating.
Good point.
Those wives see their husbands' lives transform. They see the change in their home, and they start talking to one another and saying, you need to get your husband in this program because my husband is not the same as he was before.
So, Craig, there's a church outside of Pittsburgh, I think, Orchard Hill, and they've done CLC forever. How has that translated into leadership at that church?
Orchard Hill Church is one of those beacons on a hill. They started with one group, as I suggested earlier, to pastors. That one group has now blossomed into so many groups, I've lost track. Maybe 70 different groups. Over 900 men in that one church have done CLC. Probably every elder, every deacon, every male leadership position in that church, every staff member has experienced CLC. It has altered the course of that church because these are the men who lead out in worship, in service, in community involvement, in tithing, in every aspect of that church. If you can imagine 900 fully devoted followers of Christ who have been discipled, with the bullseye on the target being, I want to be equipped to lead in this church, in my home, and in the community.
That's super. So let's switch hats just briefly, Craig. We talk about taking CLC into churches. Talk for a minute about taking business owners, bringing CLC, one of our programs, into their business for guys in their business or their employees.
Well, now you've touched on my sweet spot. I came to CLC from the world of manufacturing. I was the COO of a textile plant in South Carolina. Prior to that, I was in ministry. So if you looked at my resume, you would say this doesn't make any sense at all. But it's exactly what God wanted to have happen in my life. Anyway, so I have a heart for businessmen and the marketplace, and so does CLC. One of our modules in the All In program is called Business by the Book. And the book, of course, is the Bible. So how do I lead my business effectively as a man of God? It is not only possible, but it's also very productive when you do that. I'll give you an example. Local business here in this community is the Lee Company, which does HVAC, electrical, and plumbing. It was led by a man named Bill Lee. Bill has gone through CLC twice. That is one of the largest private employers in Middle Tennessee. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because Bill Lee is now the governor of the state of Tennessee. And all of the things that he learned in CLC translated into both business and government. Mm. So we're big fans of the marketplace.
Super. So, Craig, we have about 2-3 minutes left. We hadn't talked about this, but I just feel a burden to ask you. Take a couple minutes and just tell our audience what CLC has meant to you personally.
Whew. I'm pausing because I'm a crybaby, and whenever I talk about CLC, I start to tear up. But CLC transformed my life. I went through a horrible divorce many years ago, and I felt like damaged goods. I felt like God couldn't use me. I'm on the shelf. There's no place for me in the kingdom. When I was introduced to CLC, CLC came looking for me, really. And when I met with the founder of the organization for coffee one day, and I shared with him my story, he said, "Craig, you're already a CLC guy. You just don't know it yet." And he was right. CLC is for guys who have it all together. And CLC is also for guys who, even if they have it together, they forgot where they put it. It's for beautiful messes like me, and it's for successful people. It's for men in every station of life, every conceivable societal strata. We just love men and love Jesus and love when we bring the two together.
Very well said. Very well said. We have 1 minute. And so in 1 minute, give a charge, a challenge to our audience.
I think that our society has emasculated men. I think this idea of toxic masculinity has run rampant and gone way too far. I don't believe in toxic masculinity. I believe in biblical masculinity. I think men are called to lead, not to be tyrants, not to be bullies, not to express it's my way or the highway. That's not what I'm talking about. But I believe it's time for Christian men to step up to the plate and take a couple of swings. I think it's time for us to lead the charge, and when we see a mountain that is almost insurmountable, to gather our buddies together and say, "Let's do this together. Let's take that mountain." And so that's my challenge to you men, to step up, to let God lead you so that you can lead others, and CLC will help you get there.
Very well said, Craig. If you're listening either through the live show or podcast, visit www.clchq.org, and you can learn everything you want about CLC and reach out to one of the area directors and we'll get you connected. Craig, thank you so much for being on with us today, and I look forward to seeing you in January.
Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks. God bless. And for Mike Gillen, this is Mark Goldstein. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.